Nobody knew that healthcare could be so complicated.
Trump was a failure on healthcare.
Hundreds of thousands of black Americans lost healthcare insurance. That is outrageous.
And if he's president again, he would cancel insurance for millions more of us.
We cannot go back. President Biden and Vice President Harris have lowered healthcare premiums and expanded coverage for black families. They also capped the price of insulin at $35. Joe Biden is getting the job done for people just like me.
I'm Joe Biden, candidate for president, and I approve this message.
Paid for by Biden for President.
What does innovation sound like? It sounds like the luxury of being in the moment with your customer, client, or patient. It sounds like having the right information right when you need it. It sounds like being at your best for your customers and your business. Thanks to Hyland's intelligent content solutions that improve digital processes, innovators everywhere are able to do their thing better, whatever that thing is. Now, who doesn't like the sound of that? Hyland, for innovators everywhere. Visit Hyland.com.
The Last Word with Matt Cooper. Today
FM. So, major new changes are being proposed for the primary school curriculum, which includes teaching about sex and consent at an earlier age and less time being spent on the teaching of religion. And more than that, primary school pupils will spend more time learning foreign languages, science, technology and engineering. To tell us about this, first guest is Carl O'Brien, education editor of the Irish Times. What's happening here? Is this a consultation as to what might be done?
Yeah, this is a consultation, Matt, on the draft primary school curriculum. So it's 25 years since the last curriculum was introduced, 1999. A very different world, pre-social media, families were less diverse, you know, immigration was just beginning, really. So now we're in a very, very different place. And the policymakers in the education world are making the point that it's important to update the curriculum to reflect their lives and make sure that children who are starting school will be able to fulfill their potential in a very different world. So what we have here is a public consultation which puts more flesh on the bones of this curriculum. And so these are the proposed changes. And it sets out, just as you said, like taking a big, big picture of this, your children are going to spend more time learning about foreign languages, science, technology, engineering, less time, as you said, on religion, especially what are so-called patrons programs. That's the kind of the denominational end of religion. More time on areas like sustainability, well-being, and aspects of art. So these are big changes that are going to shape how our children are going to learn probably over the next quarter of a century.
Carl, when the changes were made 25 years ago, how much discussion and debate was there at the time and how much opposition was there? Because I sense that this could be a flashpoint for those who would try and whip up culture wars in Ireland.
Yeah, I think that there's certainly potential for that. I think the last time, I don't think it was hugely controversial. There were aspects such as, you know, stay safe programs and aspects of relationships and sexual education that did cause controversy, and that goes back even to the 1980s as well. I guess the feedback from the 1999 curriculum was that the curriculum was very overloaded in the eyes of teachers and principals. We were trying to do too much within a very confined school day. So
this sounds like there's an awful lot going to be added in if there's a new curriculum.
Yeah, so like they are adding and they are taking away. So like some of the controversy is very much in what they're taking away. As we said, religion, people will take issue with that. In fact, the tuition of Irish, some element of that has been taken away as well, which would be controversial. And then to that facilitates then more time being given to foreign languages like French, German, Spanish, and so on, and putting more time into what's really known as well-being, and well-being is effectively what we might know as SPHE, you know, social, personal, health education, and PE rolled into one. And it's also a recognition that, you know, anxiety and related issues are a much bigger deal nowadays in schools than they ever were, you know, certainly 20, 30 years ago. So there's aspects of the curriculum where you know, more time has been given and less time has been given. And that is indeed where the flashpoints will raise their heads. But I think you're right. One particular area where flashpoints are likely is that area around sex education again.
And we'll get back to that in a second, Carl. I want to bring in Simon Lewis, who is principal of the Carlow Educate together, national school. What do you think about the idea of changing the curriculum? Is it required?
Hi, Matt. Yeah, absolutely. It's, as Carl was saying, 25 years have passed where Ireland is a very, very different place than it used to be. And it's high time we've had a change of curriculum. I only wish it was a little bit more different than it is. It feels a little bit more like a tweak rather than a revolution. But, you know, look.
Sorry, why did you say that?
Issues.
Given that it does seem pretty comprehensive, why are you saying a tweak? And could it be that this is only a sort of a starting point for a discussion which could bring about more?
Well, I suppose over the last 25 years, things have kind of been brought into schools, particularly around the SPHE end of things. Originally, 30 minutes a week were offered for that sort of wellbeing sort of end of things. And now we'll just have more time to do it. PE looks like it's going to be increased. STEM is kind of the new word for, you know, what we were doing already in science, technology, engineering and maths. So we just have a new name in it. I was really disappointed by the religion side of things. There was a huge opportunity to basically look at the role of religion in primary schools and how we could actually move that outside of the school day to free up more time for the new society that we have in Ireland, where not everybody is of the same, you know, the same faith. So we're still going to have children sitting in the backs of classrooms for 2 hours a week while faith formation is going on. It's there's certain things that are great. Modern foreign language is a good thing. We just need to make sure that it's entered properly. The changes that are there are a little bit more minor. I think we could have been a bit braver, to be honest.
Okay, and what about the teachers? Is this going to demand an awful lot more of existing teachers that they'll have to maybe retrain in certain things, such as foreign languages?
Yeah, and this is the thing, I suppose, the big thing that's come on from the commentary of teachers since it was announced there last night. That it looks like teachers are going to have to be delivering sort of foreign languages to students. And we're not quite sure how that's going to pan out because, you know, many teachers, as clever as we are, we most of us only speak two languages. And I don't know if I'm going to have to brush up on my Slovenian or something like that, but we're not quite sure how that's really going to work in reality. And I suppose the hope is that there is a better plan than just hoping that there's somebody within the school that speaks a different language.
So, Carl O'Brien, how will that be dealt with when it comes to foreign languages and issues such as that? How will the teachers' unions react?
It remains to be seen. I know there's a lot of detail that remains to be kind of fleshed out with the department around teacher training. They are saying teachers will receive continuous professional development on this area. I guess it's worth looking at what are they talking about when we're teaching foreign languages. So they're saying it'll start in about third class, but it will start off with just basic awareness of different languages and greetings and so on. And then at around fifth, sixth class, it'll move towards basic communication. I think the idea is that if a teacher has competency in some language, that would be the starting point and you'd build from there. So this is, I think it's envisaging that this would be done at a very basic level with a focus on oral communication. But again, they are saying teacher training will be provided. But really, I think the idea is to draw on, you know, what teachers have some kind of an expertise in. And expertise is probably putting too strong a word on what in many cases may be a very basic awareness themselves of a particular foreign language.
Okay, now to finish, Simon Lewis, as principal of Carlow Educate Together National School, the perhaps most sensitive and potentially most contentious issue that some people will take big issue with is the teaching about sex and consent at an earlier stage. At what earlier stage? In what class?
Yeah, it seems, again, I think we have a very kind of weird attitude towards sexual education in Ireland. It seems that the main change is that we're going to be teaching about puberty in third and fourth class rather than fifth and sixth class. And it just makes sense because, you know, 25 years since the first curriculum came out, children are experiencing puberty younger. So, I know there's a lot of groups out there, you know, saying that we're going to be teaching all sorts of things that just don't seem to be on the agenda. I think you know, probably because we have such a, I suppose, an obsession with sex education in Ireland for various reasons, that all sorts of rumours begin. I'm kind of waiting to see what it's actually going to look like.
But you see, Simon, some of the critics would say we shouldn't be doing it at all, that let children be children and almost leave it that there would be no education until secondary school, if even there.
Yeah, but I mean, they were saying that, you know, when the first RSC curriculum, and as Carl was saying, in the 80s, that was a bit before my time, but the same sort of thing. But I do, if Carl might correct me on this, but I believe that when we introduced sex education, we had a very, very high rate of young teenage pregnancies in Ireland, and that reduced significantly after RSC was taught in schools. So I think we underestimate what children are able to handle. We're not teaching them how to have sex. We're teaching them about sexuality, about relationships.
And that's an important distinction indeed. But Carl O'Brien, could it be that there will be a small minority who make loud noises, who might try and dominate this debate?
Undoubtedly, there will be. I think there's two points worth making in this, and Simon touched on it there, is, you know, children are starting school at an older age, and that's because of the free preschool years. So kids are starting school at 5 or even 6. So they're leaving primary school in some cases age 13, if not even a little bit older in some cases. So kids are experiencing puberty now in primary school. So, and the feedback, certainly in the development of the curriculum, was that children wanted to know about changes to their bodies before it happened, not, you know, when it had started already. So all of these things have kind of fed into the curriculum. But listen, there is no doubt it will stoke up some degree of controversy. But listen, I think any changes to relationships and sex education will always be very strongly contested from the different extremes.
Thank you very much, Carl O'Brien, Education Editor of the Irish Times. Simon Lewis, Principal of the Carlow Educate Together National School.
The Last Word with Matt Cooper. Weekdays from 4:30. Today.
Nobody knew that healthcare could be so complicated.
Trump was a failure on healthcare.
Hundreds of thousands of Black Americans lost healthcare insurance. That is outrageous.
And if he's president again, he would cancel insurance for millions more of us.
We cannot go back. President Biden and Vice President Harris have lowered healthcare premiums and expanded coverage for Black families. They also capped the price of insulin at $35. Joe Biden is getting the job done for people just like me.
I'm Joe Biden, candidate for president, and I approve this message.
Paid for by Biden for President.